is absolutely disgraceful. All we've heard from the intelligence community over the last several months is that they could not say that there was any attempt to undermine Hillary Clinton to help Donald Trump. The consensus was that there was an attempt by the Russians to put a cloud over the election, to create disunity. Well, that's what's happening right now, and it's the intelligence community that's doing it. There was nothing at all ever told to us. In fact, they said that they couldn't prove it, that there was an attempt to favor one candidate over the other. Director Clapper, the director of national intelligence, said that publicly on November 17th. And now we have this, as far as I know, there is no decision by the CIA. There is no consensus opinion. And yet we find it in the New York Times, in the Washington Post, and the House Committee on Intelligence was told nothing about this. And yet it's our committee, it's Devin Nunes, who has jurisdiction over the CIA and all the intelligence agencies. This violates all protocols, and it's almost as if people in the intelligence community are carrying out a disinformation campaign against the president-elect of the United States. It's absolutely disgraceful. And if they're not doing it, then it must be someone in the House or the Senate who is leaking false information. And there should be a full investigation of this.
So you're telling me that when the Washington Post had this report on Friday citing anonymous sources saying that the CIA has determined Russia interfered in the election with the purpose of helping Trump's campaign,
right. That
was the first you heard of it from the Washington Post. And now this would be your next and best attempt to get the CIA to come before you, and you have oversight responsibility over them, to tell you what they know, and you've been refused.
Absolutely. They absolutely refused. They won't be there tomorrow. They have somebody has the time to leak it to the Washington Post and the New York Times, but they don't have the time to come to Congress, and it's the House Committee on Intelligence that has the absolute jurisdiction over the CIA and the intelligence
you
community.
You don't believe that we're too busy to help you right now because we're busy helping President Obama. You don't believe that?
No, it's their job. It's their job to come. They don't have any choice. They have to come in. So they are, and especially when they have created this. Here it is the week before the Electoral College is meeting, and
so
someone in the
doing?
Intelligence Committee.
What do they do?
It
is tough to believe they don't have time. It's a big agency. They can't find one person to go speak to the Congress who represents us for oversight purposes. So why would they be playing this game and refusing to appear before you?
Well, first of all, I don't think there is any conclusion that they're attempting to favor Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton. Who is the CIA? When they say the CIA has made this conclusion, who? Is that Brennan? Who is it in the CIA has done this? There is no finding that we've gotten. There's no assessment that we've seen. If they have what, they had an obligation to show it to us. Maybe there is none. This could be a whole house of cards. I see it as some type of disinformation to discredit the incoming president-elect. And that's absolutely disgraceful. First of all, they should have gone to
that's
him.
That's quite an
they
accusation.
Should have gone to the Congress.
I mean, these are our spies who risk their lives to protect us. I mean, that's General Michael Hayden was out yesterday saying, look, this kind of thing, these guys put their lives on the line.
Right.
And what he said was, the CIA director sent people into harm's way to learn things otherwise unavailable.
Right.
And if what is gained is not used or wanted or labeled as suspect or corrupt, by what moral authority does a director put his people at risk? That's from the former head of the CIA. Mm-hmm. Do you go too far in accusing them of intentionally engaging in a disinformation campaign?
I'm saying that there is someone there who is leaking this out. Why didn't they tell the House Intelligence Committee? That's their obligation. Why didn't they tell the House Intelligence Committee? If something so dramatic happened between November 17th and this week to change their assessment, didn't they have the obligation to come before the Congress and tell us that? We're the ones who have jurisdiction. Devin Nunes is the one they should have gone to.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody, Devin Nunes or, again, the Speaker of the House, they have an obligation to do that. And then to come out with this, to say the CIA has this, but nobody in the CIA is speaking. No one's on the record. No one at all is on the record. So somebody, if it is true, they're leaking it, and that's a crime. If somebody is making it up, then that's also wrong. This stinks.